The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We got Trina on the phone. Good morning, Trina.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. I'm inside where it's warm and it's not windy in here.
Good. I'm down here at tournament base, and the flag is flying pretty. Real pretty flag.
I can see
all the stars.
No, boy. Yeah, see.
You know, Trina, it takes an 18-mile-an-hour wind to stand a flag up like that, 18-plus.
Well, we strive for perfection here.
So you got the plus.
We got the plus. It's breezy. Those people out there today that are fishing, they're tough. Whoever wins this earned it.
So how many boats did you wind up getting in, do you know?
I left before Guy did last night. He got something off on his spreadsheet when he was entering things and had to re-enter almost everything. I don't think he's probably awake yet, but I think probably right around 300.
Good. Oh, good for 300. You.
This weather, I think, you know, had it not been for the weather, it would have been a lot more, but weather.
Definitely.
You know, it's a brutal day.
Yeah, because, I mean, normally y'all would, you know, normally you'd get, you know, 420, you know, 440, something like that. I know you've had like 450.
458 in 2014, I think it was,
yeah.
Or 2016, one of those two. We had 458 boats. That's been the highest.
Well,
it's not boats, it's anglers.
Right, yeah.
So we've got 300 registered anglers. We've got well over 50 ladies and well over 50 children, or juniors, and 22 or 23 kayaks. We had people still registering for kayaks last night, even with the wind.
Well, a lot of kayaks, they're going to get to places where you can't get to in a boat more than likely.
They kind of have a little bit of an advantage today.
Yeah.
They can tuck up under a dock or, you know, behind a bulkhead. And
yeah. And when you mention under a dock, that's actually true. They can get under a dock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
High up,
you know,
there.
Fish all the pilings, you know. Especially with a low tide that we're going to have today, see. Because that tide's going to be lower than normal. So even though you got a north wind, but it's not quite like a northeast anyway, you know, so that's good.
No.
Do you have people purposely fishing the jetties today? I would imagine you got some crazies, don't you?
Oh, we got crazy. If we would have left the ocean open today, we'd have had people out there. I promise you that.
Oh yeah.
But we made the decision to restrict the tournament to inland waters. If any of you guys out there fishing are listening, there is no checkout. You can start fishing. It's pretty. It's safe light. Catch a fish.
There you go.
But we went with the inshore rules for the club, which state you can go out and around the jetties and fish the outside of the rocks, because that south side of the rocks with this north wind should be okay.
Yes.
You can't go past, you know, 200 yards. You can't go beyond 200 yards north or south of the jetties, nor can you pass that first can.
There you go.
So that's the... And Vic, I've talked about you a lot. You've talked about how many big fish you've caught in the river. They're here.
Oh, yeah.
They're here.
And the thing about it is also when you're talking about, you know, the jetties like that, there's that barge that sunk out there just south of the south jetties. And and it's not like, you know, very far at all. And, I mean, it's right there, you know, even with the blue tops and the green buoy, you know, the blue top roots at Mayport, and you get even with that green buoy on the inside of the rocks. And, you know, barges over there where people can get on, too. With the north wind, that should be, you know, pretty calm right there.
Inside the rocks, you said?
No, it's outside the rocks.
Is it within 200 yards?
Let's see, it's 600 feet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, if you're out there at the jetties, you can see the blue roofs of Mayport there. It's probably, I'm going to say, probably 100 yards. Maybe 150, but I think it's within 200 yards, easy.
10-4.
I've heard that can be a pretty good flounder spot too sometimes.
Yeah, because the way the rocks are piled up there, it's an old barge that when they were, I think it was in the 40s, they were repairing the jetties.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a barge out there for some reason or another sunk. And, of course, probably the barge is rusted away. I don't know. But there's a pile of rocks out there that it comes up within about 4 or 5 feet of the surface.
Dang.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder the barge sunk, huh?
Oh, yes.
Too many rocks maybe, huh?
I don't know, but and it's not really big, you know, but there's, you can sure spot it on your depth finder. I mean, it's right. You know, but that's a good place to fish. But then again, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a ton of people at the little jetties, you know, where they supposedly removed all those rocks, but they're not all gone. You know, there's still rocks down there. But there'll be people up and down the river. I know of a couple of people that's even going to go down to St. Augustine, you know, down the intercoastal.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. They're all up and down the river in the intercoastal everywhere.
Now, are you allowed to trailer?
In Whitecaps of the river.
Mm-hmm.
Trina? But,
pardon me?
Are you allowed to trailer to St. Augustine, or do you have to leave from up here when you're in the
current? Oh, you can trailer to St. Augustine.
Okay.
You can put out Fernandina, just... The rule for all the inlets is don't go play in the ocean. But yeah, we've got people fishing from St. Augustine down to or up to Fernandina, and then you don't have to bring your fishing by boat either. You can put it in the truck and bring it in.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good, especially the people who, like you're talking about, the fishing in other areas. You know, this far away, because that way they can get on back. You know, so they have to be back in line by 4 o'clock, right?
And yes, sir, a hard four. That's not running across the parking lot at four.
Yeah.
In the line.
In the line by four. Yeah.
Excuse me, yes.
I know y'all always have somebody standing there, so got to get in front of that guy by 4 o'clock.
We got a guy standing there named Tiny, so you can imagine what he's.
Yeah, Tiny. Yeah, I can imagine.
You're not going to argue with Tiny, I'll tell you what. I mean, you could try. I just don't recommend it. We got a fantastic raffle for tonight. We've got a leather recliner. We've got a leaning post that all aluminum concepts and Moose's Auto Marine Interiors and More built for us. We got a big green egg. We got a 45-quart Arctic cooler and all kinds of goodies. We got some brass fish. We got some aluminum fish, battery, thermocells, all kinds of stuff.
And when, what time approximately? Because I know the people are, you know, a lot of times people think you have to be in the tournament. You don't. You do not have to be in the tournament for the raffles.
No.
Just come buy your raffle ticket. And what time approximately y'all going to do the raffles?
It will be after awards, so usually
around 5:30 or so.
No, usually the weigh-in line lasts till 5:30 because we get a big rush.
Yeah,
I'm curious to see how the fish are going to bite today.
I am too.
But we usually get a big rush, so we have a line almost out to the where the porta potties are there, and it takes a while to work through that. So that'll probably last till about 5:30. It'll take us, you know, half an hour or so to calculate the results, and then I would say the awards will probably start around 6:30 or 7.
Hopefully, somebody will call in. Hopefully somebody will call in, give us the heads up on the fish bite today.
Yeah, would be good.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how, you know, because it's north wind like that. So, the flag y'all are showing, does it show it's blowing straight out of the north? That's what.
Oh, I can't see it now. It's over at the pilot.
Yeah, that's what my phone was showing.
It. It's looking straight north. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's not near as bad as a Northeaster, so that's good. I mean, you can get on the inside of the North Rocks or the outside of the South. It'd be, you know, good areas like that. And then, of course, there's a lot of good areas up in the river, too, that you can get on in. If you get on the north side of the river, you'd be out of it, you know, kind of like.
That's what I was just going to say. You can hug up to that bank and be good.
Yeah, and there's spots up there where they're at, I'm sure.
That's for sure. Y'all have a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Trent. Appreciate the call.
All right.
See you later.
Talk later. Bye.
222-8255. 222-8255. Give us a call.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Tom Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. If you're out there fishing, of course, you're probably, you know, talking about having somebody call in from fishing. Probably they're too busy right now trying to
hang on
and keep the bait on the bottom, you know. I mean, when you're thinking about that, it's like, wow, you know. That's some bad times, I can tell you that. That's, you know, been having that. Get out there and do that.
Your legs will be tired by tonight.
But, yeah. Or the whole body, even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, used to when I first started chartering, I'd come in sometimes and I'd be talking about how, you know, how bad or how, you know, how tired I am, you know, from when the wind was blowing. And my wife would say, you know, why are you so tired? Because the wind was blowing. But, you know, when that boat is rocking.
Yeah.
I mean, your body's trying to fight that the whole time. And it can wear you out before you know it.
It's like aqua aerobics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it can sure wear you out. And want to remind everybody about the if you weren't listening on the last hour, this coming Wednesday, March 11th at 57 Heaven, Mark Fiegel is sponsoring more seminars. This one's going to be Surf Fishing by Noel Kuhn. So if you can want to come at 6 p.m., Wednesday, March 11th, 1975 Wells Road. Come on out and enjoy some food and listen to some good talking and, you know, enjoy talking about fishing. Noel can sure tell you how to do it. He's well known for surf fishing, you know, Northeast Florida and all.
I haven't surf fished much. It's kind of boring.
Yeah. to me. I mean, I like it because it's different.
Yeah.
Know? And I just haven't been in a long time. But I really don't have the equipment to do it, you know. Well, I'll be darned. They're talking about the El Cheapo.
Look at that.
On TV. They got the El Cheapo up there. You know, they're showing it Saturday at the Bayport Boat Ramp. Yeah.
Where in the heck did they get that sheephead picture? Cartoon?
Well, I think that was the El Cheapo's
logo.
Logo. Yeah. Huh. One with the big teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't notice it because I'm so used to seeing it. But, yeah. But, yeah, that forecast today is, I just hope everybody stays safe out there because, you know, it can, you know, when you're fishing, like some of my favorite areas also is on the inside of the South Jetties. And when you're on the inside of the South Jetties with a north wind, it's going to blow the back of that boat straight toward those rocks. And at that point, you want to make sure your trolling motor stays on or your anchor stays anchored and, you know, stuff like that. But, I don't even fish, you know, toward the rocks like that either way. If we got a strong south wind, I won't fish the inside of the north either because I don't want that back of that boat being, you know, your motor, your main thing.
To save you.
Yeah, is what you need to save you. You don't want it pointing toward the rocks.
Right.
You know, that's some bad news when you get that motor up in there. So, you know, so anyway, I hope everybody stays safe out there and just pays attention to that.
So after the tournament, like Tuesday and Wednesday, is there going to be a dozen sheephead left, or will it not affect them whatsoever?
Oh, no, there'll still be a lot out there. Usually I don't see it affecting them that much because, for one thing, there's not a lot, probably, of people going to be fishing the jetties today.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, and if they, I meant to ask Trina if they were going to allow them to fish the base along the edge of the Mayport base, which, of course, the north wind's going to blow you toward that area, too. But being that nobody gets to fish there, there's a lot of fish in there.
Because I can't imagine.
We used to fish it all the time, you know, before they stopped, before they made that security zone. And, I mean, there's some humps and drop-offs in there that are great to fish. And I mean, there was one that Captain Fred Morrow and I used to fish a lot, and we'd both fish them with clams, only with clams, no fiddlers, no blue crabs. And it was probably 300 feet out from the shoreline, but there's a good drop off right there. And see, you just can't fish those areas anymore. But we used to fish those and catch, you know, in February and March, we'd catch those big female sheephead in there. And it was about 36, 37 feet of water. The drop-off would go from like 28 to 36, 37 feet, and you get right there where some of your lines on one side of the boat's down in the deep and the other side's on top. And,
right.
You know, and that was hard to anchor there, but when you got anchored and first of the outgoing tide, man, those fish would get in there. And when you're on that shoreline over there, on the outgoing tide, you don't have as much current as you would think in the, you know, on the outgoing tide, because what happens is it comes, when it's coming from Mayport, you know, the river turns.
Yeah, you got the outside of the bend there.
So you're on the inside, you know, of that bend. So, you know, you usually don't have as much current there.
That makes sense.
You know, so that was a great place in there to fish. And I mean, we would go in there and catch them like 8 to 12 pounds regularly, you know. Uh-huh. You don't catch a bunch. But, you know, when you get 8 to 12 pounds sheephead, it don't take a bunch of them.
Right.
I mean, we'd go in there and we'd probably, you know, he'd be fishing like, you know, 40, 50 feet from me or whatever, you know. And, but we would actually go in there and be, you know, probably catch about 8 to 10 per boat, you know. So that was nice fishing those big ones like that in there.
It's 100 pounds of fish.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, looking at that, it was a great area. And of course, now it's all closed. You can't fish there anymore, but.
I've been told that used to be a flounder heaven in there, too, when you could get in inside.
It was, and also the point, right on the point, where if you was going down the river and you were to turn and go around the point and go up into the basin, but instead of turning and go up in there, if you get right on that point, we used to get in there. Those rocks come off that point, and they go out about 200 feet, you know, 100, it's either 50 yards or 200 feet, something like that, right in there. They'd go out. And we'd get out there and get in about 10 foot of water off that shoreline. It would only be about 20, 25 feet off the rocks that are on the bank, you know. And you just drop mullet straight down. And, man, we used to catch a big old doormat flounder in there. Mm. I mean, you could go in there actually and get your limit. And, you know, I'd have two guys and we get 20 flounder and pull out of there, you know. But the biggest thing is when the flounder were in there like that, you'd have a boat like 15 foot from you. And you'd catch a flounder and they'd throw a line up under your boat, you know, instead of, you know, you sit there and you're looking at them like, you know, don't you realize all these rocks in here, you're just going to break your line off. And then you've lost, you know, your bait, your rigs, and all this stuff, you know.
And your time.
If you just drop straight down, you know, and that's all we would do, just drop straight down and catch them. You know, and that way if you get hung up, you just kind of wiggle it a little bit and get it back out and drop it straight down. You want it on top of those rocks anyway down there because that's where the flounder land. But at first of the outgoing tide, that current would come right past that point, and then you'd be in it like a big eddy right there. And the mullet would come in there like crazy, and that's why this flounder stacked up in there. You go in there, sometimes there'd be 30 boats, it'd be 15 feet apart.
The jetties.
But everybody was catching them if they worked it right. If you went out there and threw out from the boat, which is the dumbest thing to do because there's all kind of rocks in there.
Right. You lose everything. You
know? Oh, yeah.
New Smyrna Beach, you know, there's a jetty down there. We used to fish, and when the flounders were in, it'd be 3 to 6 weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be 100 people on those rocks. But, my God, you'd catch fish.
Mm-hmm.
If you got there early and got a rock that you could actually reach the water,
yeah,
fish right under your feet. Or actually, I'd be fishing under your feet, and you'd be fishing under mine because your rod is.
Mm-hmm.
And just pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen guys go out there with coolers full, you know, when the limit wasn't.
Yeah, that fall. And it, was that being the fall, too?
No, it was in spring.
In spring?
Yeah. And they weren't big. They weren't doormats.
Okay. See, in our fall is when we have our bigger ones, you know, usually. In the springtime, used to, you go out in April. And sometimes it'd be the first of April. Sometimes it'd be the middle
right, or
the end. But in April, you go out there, and on the outside of the South Rocks, those flounder would come in from the offshore reefs. And, of course, those jetties was like the first structure they hit. You know, because mm-hmm. there's nothing but sand out there from the reef end. And they would lay out there what I call carpet flounder. They would lay up and down those on the outside of the South Rocks. We'd go in there, go around the tip, come back in about, you know, 300 yards and start fishing it. And, I mean, it would just almost every cast you'd catch flounder.
Nice.
It was just crazy in there. And at that time, you'd have, like, you know, a boat every 100 feet down there or whatever, and everybody catching them. I mean, you go out there and catch 20 flounder. You know, but it just, they haven't stacked up like that, you know, in the past few years. And I don't know why. I don't know if the population wasn't as good. And, you know, now it's getting better again. I mean, with every species I've seen, even with croakers, I mean, even with a croaker species, which usually there, you know, thousands of croakers in the river,
mm-hmm.
Probably hundreds of thousands, you know, but even some of those, years I've seen the croaker run not near as good. And I think it happens with every species. You get, you know, two or three good years, and then you'll have two or three bad years.
Well, same with hunting. Yeah. You know, sometimes there'd be a bunch of rabbits, sometimes there wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And there's on years and off years. I haven't caught a bunch of flounders in 3 years probably.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I didn't do very good.
I expect if this year keeps going like this, there's probably going to be a good population of them this year.
Oh, we had a bunch of shrimp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was actually the fall flounder run last year was pretty good, you know, the fall. And, you know, so I think this year is probably going to be pretty good for them.
Hope so.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, if they let these fish get big enough to breed, you know, to spawn.
I can't believe a 12-inch flounder is legal. I don't keep them unless I foul hook them.
Yeah. I don't agree with that either because it's just crazy to try to keep a 12-inch flounder.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, if they let them get a little bit bigger, you know, and let them at least spawn one time or something, we'd see a huge increase in it, I think, you know. 222-8255 is the number. 222-8255. Give us a call.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is naming Representative Mark Meadows as his new chief of staff. He replaces Mick Mulvaney, who's been acting in the role now for more than a year. The president announced a staff reshuffle in tweets last night. He says Mulvaney will become the U.S. special envoy for Northern Ireland. Two people who attended the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference in Washington earlier this week have tested positive for coronavirus. The group made the disclosure yesterday on Twitter. The cases are the first linked to the nation's capital. SpaceX has launched another load of station supplies for NASA and nailed its 50th rocket landing. The Falcon rocket blasted off late Friday with 4,300 pounds of equipment and experiments for the International Space Station. And just minutes later, the spent first stage booster made a dramatic midnight landing safely at Cape Canaveral. This is SRN News.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, March 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, March 14th at 7 p.m., it's the Spring Garden Concert at the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
There's a lot of basketball ahead, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings. Specials like 100 jumbo shrimp for just $34.99, plus the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, and more. The new classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z the Founder.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly sunny through Wednesday with a high this weekend and near 60. Is Monday and Tuesday by 75 and then Wednesday near 80. Partly cloudy at night with lows around 50.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and we got Chris on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. You fishing?
No. I'm sipping hot tea in a nice warm house.
There you go.
I don't blame you.
You didn't want to get in line at the launch ramp?
What's that?
You didn't want to be in line at the launch ramp?
No, I didn't. No, I looked at the weather app a little while ago. It said 40, what was it, 43, feels like 39. And I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Hubbard and I used to fish with frozen puddles of water in the back of the boat.
But oh, yeah.
That was. I mean, the things you do for a hot drum bite. That was when you knew you could go out and just get your limit of drum. But we wouldn't put the boat on a plane. That lasted maybe about 100 yards. And we said enough of that. we'll just idle on out until we can. Yeah.
Well, you know, Chris. It's the other thing is that I just thought of it is that the weather feels like whatever. Doesn't consider after you get a little bit wet from the spray.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus, it was early morning. You know, it's like zero dark 30. We're heading out. The sun is barely peeking up. And we're like, let's get out of this shade. We need to.
Yeah.
We couldn't wait till we could get out of Ortega and get out there on the river and out in the sun. And later on, when the sun would come out, it was still cold, but you could still peel off your big heavy jacket. And when you get out of your big heavy jacket, it makes it so much easier to fish.
It really does, yeah. I mean, it's just so much, you just feel so restricted, especially when you're doing a lot of casting.
I hear another station
coming in. Yeah?
Yeah, Vic, it's fading in and out. There's something else coming in there, too.
Yeah, I was thinking it was voices in my head to start with. But
again?
Well, I can still see it, hear it in your voice somewhat, Chris. But
yeah.
But you're doing better?
I got lots of rest. I was in bed by 9 o'clock last night.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because you need that rest when you're... You know, when you're not feeling good.
Yeah, this is really strange. I've never seen any technical difficulties there at the station before.
Yeah, whatever station that is, it's coming through pretty hard.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, you're going to head out to the ramp in a little bit?
Yeah, I was talking to my buddy. Well, we exchanged some texts last night. I was trying to get some information on the whole kitchen situation, and it didn't sound too good. There's something going on, and you know, I'm not feeling all that good, so I'm probably not going to get mixed up in all that. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. You probably need to get rested and, you know, get back to normal. Plus that wind out there, you get in that cold wind, it's probably going to, you know, reset it back in you again.
Yeah.
So
They still got my recliner out there, Trina was saying.
Yep. Yep, they're going to give that away today. So you might have to go out there and buy a ticket anyway.
Yeah, are you gonna go out later?
No, we got company coming over.
Okay.
Yep. So okay. Not gonna make it this year.
Yeah, I know.
Plus, I'm
I know Ted, the Raffle King, is wanting to go out there. So
yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna go out or not. It all depends on how I feel.
Yeah. Yep. Plus, I got to work tomorrow, so I'm kind of hoping the wind's going to calm down and maybe get a little bit warmer temperature and all that stuff, you know. But because that wind's supposed to turn to the northeast tomorrow, and and looking at the northeast like that, it's going to be a lot more, of that cool breeze instead of the north and the northeast winds are some cool winds, man.
Yeah. Well, that crossover is really bad. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off.
All right, buddy. Well, take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again soon, Chris.
All right, Bill, Vic, y'all take care. Good show. Been enjoying listening to your stories.
Thank you, sir.
See you, Chris.
See you guys.
Yeah, it's you know, he's been down with a cold all week, and no, it's not Corona.
You know, I said that the other day.
He's not drinking the Corona stuff.
I sneezed at Home Depot, and I said, "God, I've been feeling bad ever since I came back from China." And you should have seen the eyes on the checkout girl.
Oh boy, leave it to you, man.
Yeah, I do what I can.
Yeah, I tell you, man, it's just unbelievable. It's you know, this coronavirus and stuff. You know, I was looking at the news and all this stuff, and everybody is, you know, pretty upset. And I can understand that about the 12 people who's passed away. So,
but 20,000 people have died from the flu this year.
Yeah,
20,000.
Yeah,
you know, I saw a picture of
the regular flu.
Yeah, the regular flu. I saw a picture in Colorado where the grocery store was empty.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, who doesn't have food in their house? You morons.
Yeah.
It's like the idiots that buy a flashlight for hurricanes. Like, what have you been doing for the last 5 years?
Yeah, I know.
It's just a way to get our money.
It's funny how people rush out for hurricane season and buy a bunch of, you know, flashlights and batteries and stuff. It's like, didn't you do that last year or the year before? I still got mine for I don't know how long ago.
Well, it's not like when we were kids when a battery would only last for, you know, 6 or 8 months. Now they're guaranteed for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's not like you need batteries.
Yeah. And I've got these lamps that look like Coleman lanterns, but they've got the long fluorescent bulbs in them.
Yeah.
And you put 3D cell batteries in them, things will, you know, they'll stay on all night long, no problem. And, you know, I have enough batteries for those things. But that lantern is not like a flashlight. You can set it up on top of a, you know, bookcase or something, a tall bookcase. It shines, you know, it lights up the whole room.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a Coleman lantern.
You know, or you can take a flashlight and stand it up and let it go hit your white ceiling, and that'll light up a room too. You know, instead of just trying to point it to where you're wanting to point it to. But I have a Coleman lantern. I've never lit it. Never have lit it.
Mine's gas. You know,
yeah.
Propane.
Yeah, mine is too.
And I wouldn't want to have a fuel Coleman lantern. It's just a little too sloppy, but I haven't lit it either. I have taken it inside. Sometimes we'd lose power in New Smyrna, and I'd use my Coleman stove. Same thing. I'd put it on my stove, like the TV on the TV thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's redneck working. But, yeah, it's amazing. It's much to do about nothing so far, thank God.
But yeah, it's when you're thinking about stuff like that, it's like, you know, with the virus. I mean, you know, I think I saw the other day it was something like 16,000-17,000, and then, you know, it's been more, you know, with the regular flu, now it's been more than that, and, you know, like you're saying, and
20,000 deaths,
and it's like, you know, everybody's worried about the coronavirus, but I mean the regular flu. If you're, you know, you gotta stay, you know, in pretty good health, and, you know, especially in this time of the year, you know. And one of the biggest things, of course, they keep telling everybody, which I see people don't do, is wash your hands. Wash your hands under running water. You know, just you know, try to be a germophobic, you know, during flu season, cold and flu season. And, you know, washing your hands under running water is the main thing. You know, you don't want to just have a sink full of water and wash your hands in it. You're not really doing that good of a job. So you want to have running water where it will run all your germs out of the, you know, away from you. And that's a whole big difference. But as long as you keep doing that and, you know, don't put your hands in your face and touch your lips and stuff like that, you know, it's, you know, you can kind of stay pretty well healthy.
I do pretty well. As I get older, it's different. But, yeah, I used to never get sick. My wife would get mad at me. She'd come home, she'd be sick as a dog, and I'd be just fine for, you know, but whatever, I'm ready.
Well, and I think when you're used to working outside a lot, you know, I think your antibodies built up pretty good.
I don't know, so. I used to work in a cube farm. You know, you do insurance adjust work, it's cube farm work.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in a building with 1,000 other people from all over the country bunch of times.
All breathing the same
air. Coughing, sneezing, touching.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Gotta love that.
Yeah. That's why fishing's much better.
Yeah. Except when somebody gets on your boat, shakes your hand, and then goes, yeah, I've been sick all week. You know?
I've been sick since I got back from China.
That's what I stick my hands down in the river and do whatever
Let's
I can.
Let's do that to Alan. I'm going to do that to Alan before we leave.
222-8255. Give us a call. One more segment left.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Do you like offshore fishing? Team Buck Rogers Charters has been offering offshore charters in the Jacksonville-Mayport area since 2006. We offer any increment you like from 4 hours up to 12 hours, and we can carry up to 6 people per boat. Large groups, celebrations, corporate events. Does your Sunday school class want to spend a day on the water? No problem. We have 3 boats that can each carry up to 6 people, so groups of up to 18 are welcome. If you have more than 18 people, we can still accommodate you by reaching out to some other great captains who we consider very close friends. If you're thinking offshore, think Team Buck Rogers. Call me, Captain Chad, at 904-502-7408 or book online at teambuckrogers.com. Also, please follow us on Facebook and YouTube at /Team Buck Rogers.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over 2 decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, and we're back this morning. Excuse me. And anyway, we want to remind everybody, please, you hear the sponsors' ads on our show. Please visit our sponsors. Try to let them know that you heard about them on the Still Just Fishing Show, so you can, let them know that as they're sponsoring our show, keeping us on the air, that you enjoy having us on the air, please. And Dimitri Insurance is one. Craig Van Brocklin has helped a lot of people with their boaters insurance and their homeowners and all. So you can give Craig Van Brocklin a call at 887-0762. That's 887-0762 at Dimitri Insurance. And, talk to him about boat insurance and stuff. It's always good to save some money. So anyway, hopefully people's going to have some good luck at the Sheep's Head Tournament today. And, the El Cheapo, Going to have some really nice raffles this afternoon. Really
nice.
Got
your El Cheapo gear on, Vic.
Yeah, actually, Frank Jura had these made, these heavy sweatshirts.
It's a nice one.
And this thing is so warm, and I just love it.
Oh, you look stunning in it.
Oh, thank you. It's a black hoodie, so, I mean, you know, I don't look like a bank robber or anything with a black hoodie on, so, you know.
Right.
But it's got the El Cheapo thing on. I think that's the only place on there.
Looks like it's pretty warm.
But they have other ones, you know, and they have some pretty neat T-shirts and stuff. And you were talking about, see, that was the same sheephead you saw on the TV a while ago.
Yeah, it looks better on that hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And I should have worn my hat, too. See, I got a El Cheapo hat, too. You know, it's got the sheep's head on it like that. I like the teeth on that. Of course, it's not like a regular sheephead teeth, but it's pointed. But, you know, a lot of people, when they have not caught a sheephead before and they catch one with me, it's kind of funny because, you know, I'll usually take my fingers and, you know, as I'm holding the fish and pull the lips back and show how long the teeth actually are. Because, you know, you don't see but just a tip of them, you know.
No, they got pretty odd looking teeth for a fish.
And then whenever you pull the lips back, those things are long, you know. And I had one when I did the sheep's head seminar down at 57 Heaven last week. You know, I have a jaw from a 11-pound sheep's head, and it actually looks prehistoric. You know, it's got open where you can see all the molars in it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can see the teeth, and the teeth, I mean, on that thing must be 3/8 of an inch long. They're just huge, you know, long teeth. You know, and it's so funny because, I mean, when you think about that, that thing could crush an oyster or a clam. Can you imagine getting the tip of your finger in there trying to get a hook out?
That would be
some bad news. I mean, he'd just go right through your fingernail and right through your bone of your finger.
Bite the tip off.
Yeah.
That'll teach you.
Hopefully it's only the tip. I'll tell you, man, it's some bad teeth on them things. And they've got to be so strong to just crush those oysters and clams. You know, these big old clams that they eat is amazing to me. You know, they just crush them and be able to eat them like that. I love fishing, you know, in the shallow water with those clams, too, over like in Nassau Sound, you know, when those big females start getting in there on the sandbars, because, you know, you can usually catch whiting and black drum and pompano and sheep's head and all that at the same time using those clams. And it's pretty neat to be able to do that, especially as shallow as you're fishing over here with clams. You know, you don't have the problem of throwing them off like, you know, like trying to cast or anything, and just dropping them right behind the boat, you know.
There was a guy
8 to 10 feet of water zone.
There's a guy in Brunswick, Georgia, Jake. Mm-hmm. Little guy.
Jake from State Farm.
No. You know, when I worked for State Farm, I used to say, leave messages. This is Jake from State Farm. Everybody would laugh. But he was a quasi-commercial sheephead fisherman. In fact, I don't know how he ever stood erect, because he'd be fishing off a bridge and he'd be leaned over, you know. But he used mussels a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And leave the shell on them, just crack them enough to get the hook in and drop them down. Them sheephead would be all over it, right through the shell like it was nothing.
I know, yeah. I mean, the thing about it is the only mussels that we're able to get a lot of times is comes on oysters. You know, you could just twist them off and then use the, like you say, use, you know, the whole mussel, you know. I mean, sometimes people crack them open or whatever, but if you use that whole mussel, that whole shell, I mean, you can really feel him better. You know, then if you put that soft muscle on.
Up there, they were everywhere. I mean, there's any of the rock armoring.
Yeah.
Loads of muscles. So you just go along and pull them out. You know, they're easy to get to, easy to see, easy to grab. Because a lot of people didn't use them.
There's frozen muscles that are, they're already pre-cooked. You just heat them up to eat them.
They work?
And they're in the shells.
Yeah.
And they actually work.
You know what I found is I have atrophied muscles now.
What's that?
Atrophied muscles? That's when you get old and you get weaker than you used to be.
But yeah, those, I used to have a picture on my phone, well, my other phone that I lost overboard, but of those mussels. And they work really good. They do.
How much is a package?
You get, there's two packages in a package.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something like $5.99.
Have you used them for sheephead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the only thing I use them for, yeah.
Are they better than fiddlers?
I'll have to take a picture of them and show you. I'll have to post it on my Facebook page.
If you've used fiddlers or those, what would you use? Fiddlers, probably.
Of those two, I would probably use fiddlers. Yeah.
Probably's interesting.
Yeah.
So they're pretty good then.
But they are good.
Huh.
They are good to use. And like I say, they're cooked, which is, you know, kind of something you would think is would not work. Or whatever,
it would kill the smell.
But they do work. Yeah. And, you know, we've also, you know, I usually, when I buy them, I'd take one pack on the boat and we'd cook the other pack. Or I say cook, and, you know, they're already cooked, but we would heat them up. My wife would make this sauce to put in with them and stuff, and they were really good.
Mm. Still just cooking.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I'll have to take a picture of that and kind of, you know, send it to you, because I've got a package of them at the house still.
The guy that I'm talking about fishing for, you know, fish that eat that sort of thing, when I took the guy from Syria out, which was crazy interesting, but he was a bartender when he first got here, because he had to get out of Syria because he's a Christian, and he was getting... Well, they almost killed his brother, he said, so they had to get the heck out of there. But we saw this guy in the river, and we were up by Nassau, and right there just for the bridge. And this guy goes, hey, that's, you know, Joe or whatever. And the guy stops. He was a commercial fisherman, and he was fishing for whiting. He goes, yeah. He says, I got about 40 bull whiting, and I just had to take my buddy back to the launch ramp because he got seasick, and I'm going back. Well, we were having a pretty slow day, and so I said, well, we're fishing that spot with the little creek for flounder because we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let's load up and go out there.
Did y'all have bait?
We had live shrimp.
Oh, okay.
But we had, figured two or three bites per shrimp. So we had enough to get a couple sandwiches or some ceviche. But we went out into Nassau, and he was 15 minutes ahead of us. We couldn't even see him. So he must have went out into the ocean or around the point or something. Which
you can go out if you follow that south bank.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and then go between the two sandbars, the big sandbars, right before you go into the ocean.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, if you do that, go right between the sandbars and you go out, like, you see the point of Tybert Island where you could actually go out and around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the sandbar in front of Nassau Sound goes out about 2 or 3 miles out in the ocean.
Dang, he said it was about where it was getting rough, wherever that is.
Yeah, well, that's where you go out there where, like, the surf is hitting the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're, like, at the mouth right there, there's no surf, so you don't have you don't usually have breaking waves, but it can be real rough. I've caught some real nice whiting right there, but I don't go out there when it's rough. But there's an area right there where you can catch some real nice whiting. It actually comes down. It's like, you know, 30 foot deep or whatever, and it comes down and then raises up to about 15 to 19 foot, and that's a good area right in there.
Well, this was 2 weeks ago, but we couldn't even see him, and I've never been out there, so, you know, my boat's sticking 8 inches out of the water at the transom doesn't really appeal to me.
I don't blame you. Appreciate it, Bill. Thanks for coming in with me.
Thanks for putting up with me.
Tune in next week, and please visit all our sponsors, and I'll be back next week.